Okay, we are right on time. Many thanks. So, Andrew with the pistol.
Hello, everyone. I was stupid enough to do this from an Amiga 1200, which is great because I don't have a screen in front of me, so I'm going to try and see what I'm doing whilst I'm doing it, but it'll make sense why later. So I'm here to talk about PyStorm. My name is Andrew Hutchings, I'm also known as Linux Jedi. During the day, I work for a nonprofit called the MariaDB Foundation. And by night, I restore Commodore Amigas, Acorn computers, I design upgrades for them, and I'm part of the PyStorm community and a whole bunch of other things. I've also written for Pixel Addicts, so go buy that, because the next issue's got a big article by me in it. And I'm also going to plug that picture there was made by Stu Cambridge, who, from Sensible Soccer fame, he did Cannon Fodder and all of that lot. And you can get him to do doodles of you just like that from his site. What's it called now? Design Droid. That's it, Design Droid. So he doesn't know I'm plugging it, but I love his work. So, so anyway, about PyStorm. It was a project created by a guy called Claude Schwartz. And if you've ever tried to use or upgrade a Commodore Amiga today, you need a processor like a 68030 or a 68060. And if you want a 68060 with a board and RAM and everything like that, you need to sell a kidney, basically. They are really rare, really expensive nowadays. So the idea was to create a very fast budget accelerator. And you can get a lot of compute resources from something called a Raspberry Pi, which you probably all know about. So what this essentially does is it emulates the 68000 processor on a Raspberry Pi, running Linux originally, but the rest of the Amiga motherboard was used, and then it adds things such as RTG. Now, RTG stands for a retargetable graphics. So we're getting words out there. And essentially that means it's like a second graphics